CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The People's Liberation Army Air Force conducted its first air patrol after the establishment of the East China Sea Air Defense Identification Zone. A PLA Air Force spokesman says two large scouts carried out the patrol mission with early warning aircraft and fighters providing support and cover. He says the patrol is in line with international common practices, and the normal flight of international flights will not be affected. The spokesman says the Chinese armed forces are capable of effective control over the zone and will take measures to deal with air threats to protect the security of the country's airspace. On Saturday morning, the Chinese government issued a statement on establishing the East China Sea Air Defense Identification Zone. It also issued an announcement on the aircraft identification rules and a diagram for the zone. China's largest oil refiner, Sinopec, has expressed its condolences after 48 people were killed and at least 136 were injured when a ruptured oil pipeline exploded. Friday's blasts in the eastern port city of Qingdao ripped slabs of pavement, overturned vehicles, and shattered windows in nearby buildings. Sinopec chairman Fu Chengyu says Sinopec would collaborate with the State Council Investigation Group. Authorities say the oil had seeped into underground utility pipes, which could have been a factor in the blasts. Three earthquakes measuring 5 or greater in magnitude jolted the city of Songyuan in East China's Jilin province on Friday and Saturday, damaging thousands of houses and rattling villagers out into the cold air. No casualties have been reported so far. A total of over 58,000 people have been affected by the earthquakes, which have seriously damaged more than 5,000 houses, according to the Civil Affairs Department of Jilin Province. More than 15,000 people were reportedly evacuated. This is CRI News. The top diplomats from China, the United States, Russia, Britain, France, and Germany gathered in Geneva on Saturday to join the ongoing international talks on the Iranian nuclear issue. The talks between Iran and the United Nations Security Council's 5 permanent members, plus Germany, over its controversial nuclear program, scheduled to conclude on Friday, have extended into an unscheduled fourth day on Saturday. After his arrival in Geneva, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held bilateral meetings in the afternoon with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, British Foreign Secretary William Hague, and French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius. Wang Yi pointed out that the talks have reached the crucial moment, and relative parties should strive to push this round of talks forward to lay foundations for the political solution to the Iran nuclear issue. Head of the Chinese delegation to the United Nations climate talks has urged developed countries to make clear financing pledges for fighting climate change. Xie Zhenhua, also deputy chief of China's National Development and Reform Commission, made the statement Saturday when commenting on the draft text for the climate finance negotiations. He said the results of the climate talks were not satisfying, but acceptable. Xie Zhenhua said to make the meeting a success and the multilateral mechanism effective, China has shown the biggest flexibility and made concessions on some issues. The death toll from the roof collapse at a supermarket in the Latvian capital Riga on Thursday has risen to 54. A government official has told reporters the chance of finding more survivors is zero. A collapse happened on Saturday in an area where rescue workers were not working. For safety reasons, the rescue work has been stopped and will resume on Sunday. Latvia on Saturday began 3 days of mourning over the tragedy, which is the worst accident in the Baltic country in over 20 years. At least 23 people were killed and 95 others wounded in violent attacks in Iraq on Saturday, including a massive bombing attack in a northern city. Iraq is witnessing its worst eruption of violence in recent years. Heavy snow will hit northeastern China, while rain is expected to sweep eastern and central China in the coming days. The National Meteorological Center forecast from Saturday to Monday, areas in Heilongjiang and Jilin provinces could experience blizzards, while parts of Shanxi and Hebei provinces could see sleet or moderate snow. Meanwhile, a cold front will sweep eastern and central China, with temperatures falling by 4 to 8 degrees Celsius in general and by 8 to 10 degrees in some regions. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.